Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima coming to you from the home office in Austin, Texas. We have a day full of headlines and we have so much to cover today.
I wish that we could start by talking about the True Detective series. No, sorry, not series, season finale.
Yes.
But you didn't watch this show with me.
No.
This is huge on HBO, by the way.
No, everyone's
season
watching
finale,
it.
No, watched. Season finale was Sunday night. Mm-hmm. You've skipped an entire season. I've now learned you've never watched any of the seasons.
I know, I've skipped
seasons.
An entire franchise.
Yes.
I didn't even watch the one, because the big one was what, Matthew McConaughey and his brother?
And Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
10 years ago it came out this year. And you're 10 years late. You're not going to even try?
Look, you know, I just jumped into The Office. So
that's true.
And I was like 13 years late on Game of Thrones. So just give me time. You know, by the time we're 50, you know, you're 50, I'll be what, 60 something. I'll jump into it.
You're saying in 20 years? What is the math? What? No. Okay. No,
everybody is talking about it. So I know I'm missing out. Are these sequential? I know they change stars and all that. Do I need to go all the way back and watch them?
No. Each season stands alone.
Gotcha.
I'll be honest. I was not a fan of season two. I don't even think I ever finished it. So True Detectives had some ups and downs. Like the first season, Woody Harrelson, Matthew McConaughey, absolutely crushed. Incredible mystery. A little scary. Second season was Vince Vaughn and somebody.
Okay.
Not good.
I was going to ask you who you think the best stars have been.
Well, definitely season one is hard to
top. The icons, yeah.
Third season, Mahershala Ali and Stephen Dorff. It was pretty good. And then fourth season, Jodie Foster and a newcomer whose name I'm forgetting, so I'm going to look her up, but she's incredible. I think she's even kind of new to acting. But each season stands on its own. And there are some little nods that like kind of connect them, but it's totally a standalone story. You don't need to have seen them to understand the other seasons. And it's so good and it's doing really well for HBO. And what makes me happy about it too is that it's been a show that's on every week, like not being dropped just to binge.
Well,
like, so my sister and mom and I have been watching it and talking about it.
Okay, so if you're going to plug what you're watching while you look that up, I agree, because I've been watching Masters of the Air. On Apple.
Is this the show about World War II?
Well, yeah, it's based around World War II.
The man loves
our pilots.
World War II content.
By the way, yes, I do. This comes from Hanks, the Playtone crew, Spielberg. So the best, hands down, miniseries ever was Band of Brothers, based on our invasion of World War II, the greatest generation from D-Day on. Then they took it to the Pacific, which was also good, but Band of Brothers was hands down the best ever. The same crew is now taking it to the air. It's kind of Band of Brothers of our pilots and our bombers. It is just gut-wrenching, brutal. But to your point, I like it's Friday to Friday. Every Friday, a new episode drops. The anticipation, my boys and I, we talk about it at the golf course, and it's fun to kind of have something you have to anticipate and look forward to. And it gives you a week to kind of take in what you just saw, because it's heavy.
Yeah. Well, and True Detective is a mystery. So you're kind of processing, analyzing the episode, and you get a lot more out of it mentally than if you would just sit and binge it all and like get the answer right away.
Well, I liked
trying to figure it out.
What I did to Game of Thrones should be illegal. I watched so much of it so quickly. You're not meant to ingest it like that. I was getting years and years, decades of performances, casting changes. It was too much.
When TV is that good, when it's on that scope and it's of that quality, acting, writing, again, if something's like a mystery, you want it to unveil slowly. You want to enjoy it and savor it, and you want to discuss it with people. And when that TikTok trend was going around of guys thinking about the Roman Empire all the time, and people were like, why do women were finding out that their straight male partners thought about the Roman Empire all the time?
How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
I thought that was a little misguided. I think it's World War II.
I don't know anybody that ever thinks about the Roman Empire. That I don't know who thought that up, because that's nobody. I would say zero, nobody. World War II, there's not a man around of adult age that doesn't think about World War II five times a week.
What is the interest factor?
The interest factor was, and is, especially for people my age, is it was not that long before we were all born. I mean, we're talking 30 years separated. So people, our grandfathers, some of our fathers, even if they're old enough, were involved in this. And it was just so impactful. Mm-hmm. Obviously the Holocaust and everything that went into all of World War II. And then it obviously going into the Pacific Theater, it was just something that still mesmerizes and captures our generation. On a lot of levels. It's just something, honestly, when I watch, I just see these young men. I am so amazed. And I'm thinking about this generation of, we talked about this at lunch. We literally talked about World War II at lunch today with—
meaning you and your friends.
Yeah, me and our friends. There was four of us. And I said, honestly, and I'm not dogging on this generation, but I'm like, what would happen with this generation if they had to go to war like the greatest generation, storming the beaches of Normandy, or in this case, Masters of the Air? They knew 90% chance going up on these missions, they weren't coming back.
And these are kids, 18, 19.
Yeah, these are 18 to 25 year old men that are pilots and bombardiers and in gunneries, it's crazy how brave these men were, and how they did it day in and day out, and mentally what this must have done to them emotionally. I just try to put myself in their shoes, and it just shakes you to the core.
It is so interesting when you think about what someone, like all the different life places that an adult around like age 18, 19 or 20 can be in. Like even today, and I hear what you're saying. My grandfather, I never met him. He died before I was born, but he fought in World War II. And when you think, I even think about my grandparents on my mom's side who had kids at 18, like, but even today you can be 18 and you might have a child and be working and supporting a family, or you might be a freshman in college and totally financially dependent on your parents. Like you can lead all sorts of different lives entering adulthood. But yeah, it would be interesting to see. I mean, God forbid, I hope we don't have a war tomorrow, but I just wanted to ask you about it because, for example, I don't think there's the same interest, fascination with like Vietnam. And I don't know if that's because World War II has so many different I think you're also interested in like the way the battles went and the strategy and all that.
Well, and Vietnam captured our imaginations for decades too, just because of the draft. And when I turned 18, you had to register for the draft. And that's
wait, something's hitting me right now. It's
something that all of us that
when you registered for the draft.
Yeah, that was just commonplace when I was of the age. And I don't know if I don't think you still do. Like I don't know if Joshua did, but when I turned 18, you know, you get your license, you get to voting and all that stuff, and then you would register for the draft. And obviously, that has not happened since Vietnam in our country. And you think about what's happening in Ukraine right now, and they're forcing people to go to the front lines up to 60 years old. It's crazy. But it wasn't that long ago, like you're talking about Vietnam, where we were, you know, kind of forced into action and forced into military service for our country. And you think about what would happen to this generation. And one of the guys I was with at lunch said, well, that's now they are almost playing video games because they're drone pilots and they're, you know, doing this from thousands of miles away. It's very different warfare. Very interesting.
That's true. Very different than being there face to face.
But it's something that stuck with me when I was in high school that was because that was our fathers. Mm-hmm. That was our father's age who were going to Vietnam.
Well, I mean, it's been a while since, I mean, again, you're talking about like this generation. Like I was in high school when 9/11 happened. And I mean, so the Iraq war, like I know people who've my cousin's husband served in the war. And so that's more, I think millennials still have that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gen Zers and the generation below them, like they have not really lived and felt. I think that's maybe why people sort of like found Ukraine so shocking or something, almost like as if war couldn't happen anymore. Cause it's been so long since we've been actively part of something and where people have had friends or a lot of friends in an active war situation. But yeah, well, with that really took a turn, but okay. Here's something I think I just figured out. So women, like I'm watching True Detective. Mm-hmm. You're watching this World War II show.
Yes.
I feel like women can get very into true crime. We're very into like true crime shows, podcasts, you know, docuseries. And then like, and I'm totally making broad sweeps here, but then men, we're saying, can be very into World War II. And I just realized maybe it's because of like what we think we might face or what we grew up wondering if we might face this at some point.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like women are taught, be afraid walking to your car in a parking garage, you know, like your home can get broken into. You could like, we're taught to be on guard.
Yeah.
And then you grew up knowing you'd have to sign up for the draft and like war was possible.
That. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. We need to consult a therapist on this.
Okay. It makes sense.
If anyone else has thoughts or please weigh in. I'm always interested in where our obsessions come from. And if you've been watching True Detective, I'm going to try to get you to watch. I think you'd love season one and it still holds up because even when it came out, it was like set in the 90s. So it was always,
I'll go back
like,
and
it doesn't
watch.
Feel dated.
I tried to watch the Mr. and Mrs. Smith show. Woof.
Didn't love that.
Oh man.
I love that movie so much. I'm like, I didn't really feel like I needed a TV show.
Yeah. That was upsetting. Didn't make it through more than a couple episodes and had to bail. It was not pretty.
Okay. Yeah. What was wrong with it?
Everything.
Oh
yeah. It was just, it's really slow. And okay. Just, yeah.
Well, that whole concept, the concept of the movie is only long enough for a movie to me because it was like, they didn't know each other was a spy. And then by the end of the movie, they figured out that each other is a spy. So is it the same concept for the show?
They were kind of cast together to be spies and they
so then why are we calling it Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Why isn't it just New Spy Show?
Yeah, it should have been. Yeah, I'm not sure because it really was a
because
very
our industry
concept.
Is obsessed with remakes and sequels and we can't ever do anything IP. Original.
You gotta have intellectual property, right?
Even though, you know, Oppenheimer and Barbie crushed it.
You wake up with a sore throat and low-grade fever. The worst feeling, right? When you know you're getting sick, your choices are A, get sicker and miss work, B, hope to see a doctor, or C, sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option, my medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. How great is that? It includes doctor's prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs, and many more. Plus, a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Chris and use promo code Chris. That's promo code Chris at twc.health/Chris.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Let's talk headlines. Right off the bat, I will say People's Choice Awards were Sunday night and we didn't watch them. I was watching True Detective. So
I don't know
if I have
much
to say.
You know what? The trend is going well. The ratings were pretty solid. And I'm glad to see that award shows are ticking up. Speaking of TV and TV fails, did you hear the NBC morning show, the Today Show? Kelly Rowland was supposed to, well, she did appear. She was booked for an appearance early on, and then she was supposed to stay, and she was booked to be a co-host with Hoda Kotb in that final hour that's kind of more, you know, free lifestyle stuff. And Kelly Rowland allegedly, her and her team kind of threw a fit because they weren't happy with their green room, with their dressing room at NBC, and they walked off. She left. She left Hoda Kotb in a lurch, no co-host. Long story short, they ended up getting Rita Ora, who was there, and she said, sure, I'll fill in, and she just stayed. Good for you, Rita Ora, for picking that up and just doing that. But so bizarre.
When I first saw this, I was a little shocked because now, and I never say that I know someone just from interviewing them, but I've interviewed Kelly Rowland a couple of times. She was always very
nice.
Cool. Did not give me a diva vibe at all. And I've never really heard that about her in the industry. Like, she's always, I've never heard any stories. You know, some people you hear stories, but her, I never had heard any. And if this is true, like, I will say my spidey sense goes up a little bit. I'm like, is there more to the story? Because it does just seem so weird.
I know it's true. I mean, I know the story is true.
Like, you know that she was supposed to host, guest host, and she did not end up guest hosting.
Yeah, but I agree. This doesn't pass the smell test. There is more to this story somewhere. Now, there is a weird kind of sub story to this, and that is there was a room upstairs that they, I guess, thought would work, and then Jennifer Lopez was up there.
I love how many people were in this building at one time. It does speak to it's
and,
like,
and let me
sorry,
just,
Kelly, J-Lo and her team are in that green room.
And let's just say New York, those buildings really do suck. They are so old. Uri T building, you guys worked in a closet. I've been in the ABC building 20 times over the years I was hosting on Good Morning America, The View, you name it. They all are tiny. I mean, even Kelly and Regis, Kelly and Ryan, now Mark and Kelly, those studios are atrocious. I mean, you are in a closet, and that's Kelly Ripa's
This
room.
Is why I don't
They're
get
tiny.
It.
They're tiny.
This is why I don't get it, because Kelly Rowland has been in this industry since she was a teenager.
She's been there a dozen
She's
times.
Been on these yeah. shows. She knows how small these dressing rooms are. Like, and you're totally right. I mean, in New York especially,
yeah.
our ET offices are like, I'm not exaggerating, the size of an apartment. And
when you're on the Tonight Show, the old show with David Letterman there at the old theater, that's the same office that ET used. You guys are right above them. You're
yeah,
right
and when
the
I say our offices are the size of the apartment, I mean, picture that one sort of normal size apartment is holding like five people's offices, a group of desks, and a tiny interview room space. Yeah. It's not big.
They're in, and that's everybody in New York. Nobody's better or worse. ABC, NBC, CBS, they're all terrible. And that's just because these buildings are old and you can't renovate them. So it is what it is. And it doesn't matter where you go, Fallon to late night show.
Now I will say,
if you come to Hollywood, it's better. Like Kimmel's bigger, like his rooms yeah. were a little bigger because, you know, they were able to build those theaters later and they could renovate them a little different.
If this is true, mm-hmm. if this was the only reason, well, then I say, I could never imagine walking out when I was supposed to go
yeah.
guest co-host a live hour of television and leaving people in the lurch.
I'm just curious why. I was going to ask you why.
Because I've been in this industry yeah. and I know how crazy hard that would be. And I know that you're throwing off people who wouldn't be at fault for this. Like
right.
the producers have worked at this. The crew is ready to film all, yeah. you know, dozens of people.
You're screwing over a lot of people who had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
You're
it's their
about.
Jobs. And like, yeah. you know, it's not their fault that the dressing room isn't big. So I could never imagine doing that.
Yeah. I would love for Kelly Rowland to speak about this because I agree. There has to be more to this story because it just doesn't smell. This doesn't pass the smell test. Something's
I hope
up.
There's more.
Me too. Speaking of J-Lo, Ben Affleck wrote her a bunch of private love letters, and Ben Affleck was apparently taken aback when his wife, J-Lo, shared with other songwriters all those private love letters. And awkwardly enough, Ben came home to see all of his love letters being passed around to all these other songwriters. J-Lo was, you know, using these letters. I guess they were the impetus for her movie that's coming out, which we have to talk about when we watch it.
This is me now. Yes. So, okay. There is a Variety article, and I love a good old school celebrity profile piece because they so rarely happen anymore. Yeah. And the reporter is very honest in it, like opens up the article saying, you know, J-Lo canceled on him a couple times. He was finally getting to her house to interview her for this new album and documentary and film Triple Threat she's releasing. Says that he had to sign an NDA when he came on property, which he didn't really understand because he's there to interview her and then publish her answers. And it's a fascinating profile. And she talks in it about how like nobody understands this piece. Nobody knew what she was doing. She really wanted to tell her love story of her and Ben, of her past marriages that didn't work out. So I'm fascinated and it's doing well. Like, the movie has been critically well received. The album is doing well. So props to J-Lo. She financed the thing herself. I've heard it is kind of wild and incomprehensible. But would I be mad if I was Ben Affleck and my wife had pulled out our love letters?
Well, you and I write each other letters all the time and notes and things. And if you came home and me and all my boys were sitting around drinking beers and passing them around, wouldn't you be taken aback?
You got to clear that with somebody.
100%.
So, you know, obviously he's probably aware their love story is the base for like this movie and, yeah. and this album, but that's so personal. And to share those love letters with a group of people
without you asking.
No, I couldn't. I mean, and Ben apparently even said to her, like, well, I kind of thought part of the magic here was that, like, this was private.
Right.
And you're calling it, you know, he viewed it as the greatest love story never told. And then
I would be very disappointed in you. I would be upset.
What are other things? Like, what are, I'm just thinking of, I don't know. We've talked about this before because, like, my girlfriends and I'll kind of talk about our relationship, and, like, I'm sure you talk to your friends about, you know, guys talk about marriage and stuff. What is the line?
Well, here's the difference too. And guys wonder about this too with women. Women are much more free to talk about your sex life. Men do not.
Yeah, I hear that. But I mean, like women, it's also, I don't want to get too much into like the weeds on the sex part of it, because that's a whole other conversation. I guess I'm now thinking about like intimate, personal, emotional details. Because again, I think that's something where women share more, and probably male partners might be annoyed if they knew how much we're sharing.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, there's just things we don't need to know. Don't tell us you're telling it all your girlfriends. Okay. Like, let us live in ignorant bliss. And I don't need to know that you are spilling the secrets about every part of my family, the dirtiest, deepest things. Because look, A, I think you need to share. I think women need to share those things. You need to bounce these emotions off somebody. We don't need to know that you're doing that. I think everybody wins in this scenario.
Okay. Thank you for giving me that freedom.
I don't feel like you're lying to me. I don't feel like you're
I think what's important is to trust your partner to know that they're going to make those good decisions.
Agreed.
And if you know them, you know how far they'll go. Like, the difference for me with this Ben and J-Lo thing is that she was showing the exact love letters. Like, there's something different about summarizing versus right. directly quoting someone. I might tell my friends, well, Chris was really upset. I wouldn't say he said this and direct quote.
Or if you just explain, hey, Chris wrote me letters every day leading up to our wedding. It really meant a lot to me. He really bared his soul, whatever that.
Exactly.
As opposed to laying them out. And here's another question too about J-Lo, because the way you talk about her, she's a diva.
In the best way.
that's what I was going to say. There's certain people in this world that I kind of want to be a diva. Madonna, Cher, J-Lo. There is a double standard, because if anybody else acted like that, they would be called on the carpet and just be ripped apart. I'm sorry. That's how I want my J-Lo. That's just, I want her to be a diva. That's how I expect her to be.
You wake up with a sore throat and low-grade fever. The worst feeling, right? When you know you're getting sick, your choices are A, get sicker and miss work, B, hope to see a doctor, or C, sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option, my medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. How great is that? It includes doctor's prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs, and many more. Plus, a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Chris and use promo code Chris. That's promo code Chris at twc.health/Chris.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
So Joe Manganiello,
the guy who used to be married to Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, so they got divorced. They broke up, what, 5 months ago? And he just went Instagram official with girlfriend Caitlin O'Connor, also an actress. And apparently they met at a party last September and have been dating since then. Kind of sounds familiar. They kind of kept things under wraps for several months, and they have just gone public with their Valentine's week that they had together. People, the big question, you know, is this too soon? Moving too quickly? No. What's too quickly?
Sofia Vergara has been reported to be dating people too.
Well, and here's the thing. If Joe, one of the reasons he broke up, I think he's in his 40s, young 40s. One of the reasons he broke up and wanted to move on is he wants kids. And
he might be on a faster timeline.
His biological clock is ticking. Apparently that's why Sofia Vergara left. She didn't want to be an old mom. He wants kids.
Sofia said that herself.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not outing anybody. So it's not the craziest thing that he's probably looking for a partner. So I'm not, you know, nuts.
I'm always more so looking, not so much at how quickly you're moving on after a relationship, but how quickly you're moving, period. And by that, I mean, I just feel like when people break up, we never really know what's going on behind closed doors, how long it was really falling apart, you know, and no one else knew or whatever. To me, it's just more, how quickly are you moving? Like, I will say, I'm not the biggest champion of speeding into a relationship. Right. I know statistically, I know very few relationships that have lasted and worked out well when people met, moved in really quickly, got married really quickly. Like, I'm just a big believer that time helps ensure longevity.
And, you know, I also know that considering what you and I did and how much we kept secret and behind the scenes until we went public, there's a lot we don't know. We're just seeing the tip of the iceberg by this latest post. So I'm sure they have done their due diligence. They've spent months together. So it's something that comes as a shocking surprise to those that are fans of theirs because, oh my God, this just happened. And oh, they're moving in already. And no, they've been falling in love for months now. So good for them. I wish them the best. Couple stories about Jason and Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. First of all, Travis Kelce was given the honor at the People's Choice Awards of the Athlete of the Year, which I didn't know they did. Did they just invent that for Travis Kelce?
I don't know. Like I said, the People's Choice Awards, I truly didn't until I sort of saw it coming up on social media yesterday. I truly didn't remember that it was like a thing that happened.
Do you have any thoughts on the Athlete of the Year?
What are we basing that on? It's the People's Choice Awards.
Yes. Who would your Athlete of the Year have been? Lauren Zima?
Mine would have been Travis Kelce because he's the only one I can name. And he's done cool things. He just won the Super Bowl and yes. He's like building a dynasty in that way. So that feels like a good choice that I could have made. Look, what's interesting to me about Travis Kelce's fame right now is that I think it really has the potential for him to create, now that he's with Taylor, The Rock-like career. Like, he's an entertaining guy. I've seen some clips from his podcast. He's funny. If he can, my prediction is he makes the jump into film and television
action
in some
star.
Additional way. Yeah. And he could crush it there.
Yeah.
And to me, that's great. Like, I'd love to see more of that. I can't really think of another athlete since The Rock.
Well, look what Gronk, done that. Look what Gronk has done. His popularity of who he is as his endorsements. He's appeared everywhere. He's done massively well, and he is minuscule compared to what Kelce is. The only thing I would say on the People's Choice Awards was a huge miss. Number one, he's not even the best player on the Chiefs. It's Patrick Mahomes. So,
and Patrick wasn't nominated?
And Patrick wasn't nominated.
Well, that just makes
but
sense.
But here's what I think they, because it's a bunch, I'm guessing it's the young ladies, the Swifties who voted for him and made him.
You think?
But here's the thing, young ladies, you missed. The best story in sports of the last 2 years is a young woman named Caitlin Clark. She is a basketball star, University of Iowa, breaking every record. In fact, last week, the all-time scoring record, NCAA hoops. Caitlin Clark has changed the game of basketball. Women's NCAA basketball ratings are off the charts because of Caitlin Clark. She is a phenomenon right now. Hands down, the athlete of the year, Caitlin Clark. It was a miss. That's it.
Well, I know that you like when you get to talk about sports.
That's it. No, I just think it would have been perfect too. Yeah, just a young woman they should have propped up.
Was she nominated?
No, that's the craziest thing. It was like LeBron James, Coco Gauff, who's an amazing young tennis player, Giannis, hoop star, Lionel Messi, of course, at Miami, a soccer player, Sabrina Ionescu, who's a female basketball player, and she's awesome, Simone Biles, you know, and Steph Curry.
Wait, didn't Coco Gauff win big this year?
She's been playing great. Yeah, she's had a really good year. But this other story about Travis Kelce and Jason is pretty interesting. And that is, since dating Taylor Swift, he had to move. People were all over his house and his property, going through his trash, et cetera. And he has moved. And then I think he said, like, the first day he moved to his new place, someone was like knocking on his window.
I think this is something that is so not talked about enough. Yeah. And it is scary.
The invasion of privacy.
Well, now, you know, years ago, celebrities were already bombarded, but now with like the advent of technology and the way you can like look up where people live and track private jets and do all these things, it's actually very scary because there are real and true stalkers out there. Taylor Swift has dealt with someone. Ariana Grande's dealt with people like successfully breaking into their homes multiple times. And it blows my mind when, like, I am going to come in defense of, like, people have come after Taylor Swift for flying on a private jet. How is she supposed to get around?
You imagine her walking through the Austin airport, getting on a Southwest flight.
If people are coming to where her boyfriend lives,
right?
How is she supposed
to? Her boyfriend's mom. Mama Kelce can't even. I mean,
then how is she supposed to just go get on an airplane?
It's, you know, people, the argument of they asked for this, they're millionaires. Whoa, cry me a river. I'm sorry. I'm going to snuff that out. I agree. It's not often you'll take up for the billionaires or 100 millionaires. Their life is not normal. They cannot live a normal life. They can't go to a restaurant. Just, you remember the video of Taylor Swift when her jet was picked up? She tried to sneak in and go to that wedding in that small town.
Oh, yeah.
And thousands of people showed up and just it ruined it.
Like, listen, this is from just from January of this year. Accused Taylor Swift stalker arrested 3 times in 5 days outside of her NYC home. He's from Seattle. He had gone to New York to find her home. Jeez. And he was arrested for a 3rd time in 5 days, less than an hour after being released a second time by a Manhattan judge. So he got out and went back within an hour back to her house. Like, it's scary. Yeah.
And she's probably more adept at this and used to it. Kelce is not. You know, he was played football. And so, yeah, he's popular in Kansas City, but, you know, some fans might want his autograph from time to time. But now what's happening to him, he's on a different level. He's having to get security. He's having to change his life. That's a lot. It's a lot for anybody to adapt to. And it also shows you why a lot of these relationships are kept, you know, behind the scenes. Cause it's hard to live in that limelight. So
but I did love seeing them together on the field after the Super Bowl. Well, you know, I mean, we're a little belated on this conversation, but it just was so nice. I am a longtime Swiftie.
Yeah.
And it was nice to see her happy. And it was nice to see her, nice to hear him being so like grateful for her coming and being there, like on those hot mic moments he was caught on. And I thought it was really nice for, you know, just people at home to see people working hard at their career, these athletes winning, and like a love story happening. Like, this is nice. We need this content. And, you know, especially because the Joe Alwyn relationship was so behind the scenes for so long, it was nice. I'm going to transition to a different but similar celebrity story vibe. Remember Gwyneth Paltrow in the skiing trial?
Do I remember?
So in case you missed it.
Captivated us.
But it was pretty viral. Gwyneth Paltrow went to court last year with a man from Utah, an optometrist, over a collision they'd had years before while skiing. And he was claiming she should be paying him because of injuries he sustained and trauma. She was saying that it wasn't her fault that he ran into her. And so this was played out in court to many viral moments, including, but not limited to, Gwyneth telling him, "I wish you well." Gwyneth saying she lost half a day of skiing over it.
Elevated neutrals.
Her outfits.
Yes.
So many great quotes. There is now a musical about this. I didn't know about this. It is called Gwyneth Goes Skiing, and it is going to premiere at the Egyptian Theater in Park City, Utah, where it all happened. And there are big people involved in this. Darren Criss, formerly of Glee, Trixie Mattel is joining as playing Paltrow's mother, Blythe Danner. Like, if I was there, I would go check it out. I love stuff like this.
The run is December 13th to the 23rd. This is playing in London. It's moving, I think, to Edinburgh, and then it's going to be coming to Park City, Utah, December 13th to the 23rd. That is, we're going to go.
In London?
No, when it comes over to Utah.
Oh.
We have to go. This is fascinating. It sounds like it is going to be funny. They did a great, they're poking fun at it.
There was once, God, I had not thought about it until just now. There was once some kind of like Bachelor parody play, or maybe it was a musical. I think I went to see it.
Off-Broadway?
Off.
Yeah, you know, I remember getting an invite to come to it, and I couldn't go. I definitely would have gone. I would have supported it. I forget what the
I went. It wasn't bad.
Wasn't it like, was it a one woman play or a one man play?
No. There were more people involved. Okay. I can't remember it at all, but it wasn't bad. I love stuff like this because it's like, we're just, I don't know. That was the perfect trial because, you know, there wasn't a lot of like,
yeah. What's the harm? No one got hurt really.
It was an optometrist and well, I don't know. This guy claimed he got hurt, but these were two pretty well off people just arguing in court over skiing. I mean, it was funny.
We'll go with Kelly Osbourne first, who is on Ozempic, on the weight loss drug. Fine. Nobody has a problem with that. Millions and millions of people are on it. It's Kelly's take about Ozempic that really, really hit home with some people and kind of stirred things up on the internet. When she said, "Why wouldn't you just be on Ozempic? It's a lot better than a boring workout."
I'll give her direct quotes here. She was doing an interview with E.
Yes.
And she said, "I think it's amazing. There are a million ways to lose weight. Why not do it through something that isn't as boring as working out?" Well, Kelly, like one, by the way, I'm not saying working out's like the most exciting thing in the world, but it's like super good for your mental health and your physical health. Like we're advocates for working out here on the podcast. Then she went on, quote, "People hate on it because they want to do it. Mm-hmm. And the people who hate on it the most are the people who are secretly doing it or pissed off that they can't afford it."
That's so, which one of those quotes is the best? The one where not working out, it's better than the boring working out, or people are just mad because they can't afford it?
I don't agree with her that people hate on it because they want to do it. I mean, and So I just don't agree. Like that's just completely siphoning off all the legitimate questions about like, is this creating a shortage for people who need it? And what is the long-term research on this? I mean, we did an incredible podcast episode with a doctor all about this. Go check it out if you haven't. We just asked a bunch of questions and he answered them. And I did not walk away like hating Ozempic from that podcast. No. I just still have a lot of questions about it. Like, for example, I learned that most of the weight you lose is muscle. I didn't know that. That's a red flag for me. But Kelly's saying, to me, the worst part is that she says people hate on it because they, quote, are pissed off that they can't afford it. How do you say that when you're on it? Like you're basically saying, haha, I can and you can't. I can afford it and you can't. I'm on it and I can afford it and you can't. And you're just angry that you don't have the money I have, right? What else does that convey?
Very interesting, by the way, because her mom, she was totally against Ozempic. She was on it for over a year and she's come out saying, you know, kind of warning people about it. Kelly is kind of all for it. By the way, whether you're for it or against it, totally up to you. If you want to do it, that's fine. But I also think that the boring workouts and a good healthy diet are always going to be kind of important.
Yeah. Interestingly, Rob Lowe had just talked about it.
I saw that. Yeah.
In a new interview where he says, and I agree with Rob's take. He said, quote, I see people who are taking all the new weight loss drugs and that's great. And it's really changed their lives. But my concern always is, okay, now what? What's the plan for the longevity? And yeah, that was another question we had on the podcast. Yeah. What's the long-term research on this? And per that doctor, there really isn't any.
Jimmy Kimmel Live. Tell this story. This is, this has been going on for months on his show.
I'll be honest. I don't really watch Kimmel and I don't know Jimmy at all. You know him a little bit.
Yeah, I've been on his show maybe a dozen times.
Yeah, but this just makes no sense to me. I don't know why. I don't know why he would do it unless he just wants to cost people some money. Basically what happened is George Santos, who I am not defending, the guy who was like elected to Congress and is now being accused of all sorts of fraud, not here to defend him, but apparently Kimmel and his team created fake profiles on the app Cameo and submitted fake made up Cameo requests to George Santos. He then did them thinking these requests were from real people and they were kind of absurd. Like one of them was asking him to make a message for a blind woman who just passed a driving test. And he filmed them and then they aired them on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Yeah. And, you know, they call it a prank, but like, I'm just saying Santos is now apparently suing. And I think he completely has grounds for this. Like it is in Cameos. You and I have both been on Cameo. The whole premise of Cameo is it is you're paying a set fee to license this one video for this one purpose from someone. Like it says in there, like you can't use these videos for commercials or for movies or TV or other things. Cause obviously then they'd cost a different amount.
Yeah. So Jimmy Kimmel Live is being sued. ABC is being sued. And again, we're not for Santos in life. And I've known Jimmy for decades. I've known him since he got on the show. And I like Jimmy. I've always gotten along with Jimmy very well. They're very wrong here. They are so in the wrong and they are going to have to settle, which they will. They'll settle out of court. Two really horrible things don't make a right. And someone needed to be the adult in the room going, guys, we are fraudulently making up who these people are.
It's not really about George Santos. It's just about the precedent that it sets.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, we're not taking up for Santos in general. It's just, he happens to be the case here.
Yeah. Because you know, it's just not, it's the same. It's a similar thing to me as when the Oscars just sat there after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And it's like, what precedent is this setting?
Always enjoy talking to you, LZ. Hope you enjoyed these headlines. Hope you enjoyed the show.
I hope you go watch True Detective.
And I will go watch True Detective. We'll talk to you again next time because we have a lot more to talk about.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
The following is a high five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.